Blog Talk Radio.
The following show is a proud member of the ShowDoc Network. Learn more about this show and other great shows by logging on to showdoc.com.
This week's episode of System Showdown is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, the Sports Docket,
and by Yahoo!
Yoo-hoo!
You too?
You too!
Welcome to System Showdown with Quas and John. Tune in to hear John, a Mac lover, go head-to-head with Quas, a Windows addict, to find out which system makes the grade. Presented by ShowDoc.com.
And time to talk of a storm. Welcome to System Showdown on Blog Talk Radio. This is episode number 46. For the first time we're in December, December 6th, Sunday night, 2009, abbreviated 30-minute edition tonight, but still System Showdown coming live to you. Be sure to check us out at twitter.com/showdown, as well as showdoc.com/shows/showdown, and also find us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm Quas, the PC guy.
And I am John, the Mac guy, and as always, we have a great show for you guys tonight. You have absolutely no idea how great it's going to be, and the only way you'll find out is to keep listening. So yeah, as Claude said, you could find us all over the web. Check us out on Facebook, on MySpace, on YouTube, on Dig, on Twitter. We're freaking everywhere. We're taking over. And Claude, what are we talking about tonight anyway?
We're talking about how to run Windows on Mac and vice versa by using programs such as Bootcamp and Parallels. The demand is going up for people to use both operating systems on one operating system. Because some operating systems do not have the built-in infrastructure to run like .exe files on a Mac or app files on Windows. And with Bootcamp and Parallels, Parallels Desktop, that is, you can actually run other operating system files on your program. So It's a pretty neat thing. And actually, you, John, you're a prime example of that.
Yes, I am. If you want, I could actually tell you about my experiences. It might bore the hell out of you, but I could tell you a little bit about what I've been doing as far as running different operating systems that were meant to you. Very funny about running different operating systems that weren't meant to be run on my Mac. I could tell you a little bit about that if you wish.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so pretty much here's like how I do it personally. When I first got my Mac, it was just Mac. That's it. And Apple supplies something called Bootcamp, which allows you to boot into different operating systems, like Windows, obviously, Linux, all those different kinds of operating systems. It allows you to boot into them separately from your Mac. So you partition your drive, and you could have multiple operating systems running on your Mac. That's what I originally did when I first installed Windows 7.
Actually, sorry to interrupt you, John. If you want to follow along with us, go to apple.com/macOSX/compatibility. And you type in apple.com/bootcamp, it actually redirects you to that. But apple.com/macOS/compatibility. I guess the Microsoft Exchange server is part of that, right?
That it is. Like, Apple's trying to reinvent itself as saying, you know, even though we're Mac, we can work with the rest of the world. We could work with Windows. So that's why, like, Exchange support is really big in that. Because, like, I know tons of people who use Exchange for their work email and all that, and it comes with out-of-the-box, the Mac has out-of-the-box support for Exchange in Mail and in the address book, and I believe the iPhone and iPod Touch work with Exchange too, so it's very compatible in that sense.
And again, we forgot to tell our listeners how they can contact us tonight, but
you probably should. You know you guys want to talk to us, you definitely do, so please do call us. How do they get in touch with us, Claus?
646-478-5187, the show number. You can also IM us during the show. We're on live right now. IM John, the Showdown John. And you can IM myself using the AIM client at Showdown Quas. You can also contact us on Skype. John's over at John Schreiber. I'm over at Quas07. Mm-hmm. So you can Skype us over there. Just don't call us via Skype. Call us via the show number. And if you're too afraid to do any of that, you can also post it in our public chat room.
Uh-huh. And finally, we got something special we want to announce as well.
Oh, yes, the voicemail program.
Yes, we have a special ShowDoc talk line if you want to call it. It's 315-497-SHOW. That's 315-497-7469.
Now, this is for people who may not be able to catch the show at our usual time, but if they want to leave us a quick voicemail or comment, we can actually they can leave that comment there. We can play it on the air, and we can actually answer it, so you can check back and see if your comments were answered on the show. Odds are they are, because we don't get many voicemails, but...
Mm-hmm, totally, and you could also text us at that number, so you can send us a text message, too, and we'll get it.
Send us this would be a Google Voice.
Yes, it is. You could send Google Voice a text message, and it'll work.
Yeah, you can, and also, if you have an iPhone, you can do it right from your iPhone.
Mm-hmm, as you can. It is great. You can totally check it out, guys. Do it. 315-497-SHOW. That's 315-497-SHOW. 7469.
Actually, it's interesting because that area code is also the Syracuse area code, the 315.
I know. I picked it especially for you. I wanted to surprise you.
Okay. I just realized right now.
Yeah, because like, I was like, how can I surprise Claude? Oh, I know. Pick a number in the Syracuse area code and have it spell SHOW. And I did it.
Squaw, 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 squaw.
That's how you...
Exactly.
That's how you surprised me. That's courtesy of Mac Synthesizer tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it made Claude a bit of a present using the Mac speech synthesizer. I found it funny.
Okay, now, John, get back to what you were saying in regards to you running Windows XP on your MacBook.
Yeah, so I'll pretty much bring it back to this. I kind of upgraded to, like, there's this thing called Parallels, which you mentioned before. How Parallels works is instead of actually running the operating system on the computer, it does what's called virtualization, which is where it makes a virtual computer living inside of your computer that could run multiple operating systems. So to put it in perspective, you know, I have my Mac, and inside my Mac, I have different virtual computers that are running different versions of operating systems. Like, right now I have three operating systems running on my computer along with Mac.
What's the third one?
All right, well, here's what I got. I got Windows XP. That's my prime one. I got Ubuntu, which is secondary. And finally, I have Windows 7.
Now, in Ubuntu, you can run Ubuntu, you don't need Parallels or the other things around that. You can just run it.
No, here's the thing. You know, you could run it, you know, the same way with Bootcamp, but it's similar to with Windows, as in you need to either do a partition or you need to use Parallels in order to run more than one operating.
Do you know if Parallels has built in for Google Chrome OS yet?
I think I have that.
I doubt it. Yeah, I doubt it.
I really doubt it. Because, like, Chrome OS is right now a dream, you know? It's just like, you know, a workable beta out of it. Yeah, it's just a dream right now. Yeah,
it's just a prototype.
Prototype, in essence, a very secret prototype that Google does not want anybody else to have. It will happen soon, though.
Except for their developers.
Yeah, the devs are working on it soon. I could tell. You know, there's gonna be some really cool things done with it. I could definitely tell.
Anyway, so getting back to your own MacBook, now you're able to use Microsoft Office.
I was always able to use Microsoft Office, just the Mac version.
Well, which version are you using?
Well, right now, I'll make the confession that I actually don't use Microsoft Office anymore.
Use OpenOffice.
No, I don't. Like, on Mac, when I need to write up something real quick, I either use Apple Pages, or if I'm taking notes or doing a term paper or something and I don't want any compatibility issues, I do use Office occasionally.
That's good.
Yeah, it's the standard. You know, I'm not going to argue with the standard. It's, you know, bad as it is. Yes, yes, yes. Applaud the standard. Applaud Microsoft's monopoly in the Office market, of course.
Well, Microsoft doesn't have a monopoly anymore. I mean, right now, OpenOffice is really giving them a big fight.
Like, here's, like, about OpenOffice, nobody I know uses OpenOffice.
I do. You use
OpenOffice as your prime office suite?
That's my prime right now, because I just find it really easy to use.
So
really compatible.
Do you have Microsoft Office on your computer?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one I have a free trial of it right now.
Oh, okay. So the reason you're using Office is because you don't have the full version. The reason you're using OpenOffice is because you don't have the full version of MS Office.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it really gets the same job done. I mean, and I've been a Microsoft supporter for years, you know.
So why is it free then, and people still use the paid version of MS Office?
Because there are some with Vista, there's some issues. Like for instance, with Microsoft Office, you can't open .docx files.
I don't even use the .docx format. It pisses me off, to be honest with you.
You have to download extra plugins in order to convert it to .doc.
It's stupid. I don't get it.
I didn't get it either. Also for Excel, it's XLX files.
XLSX. Oh, and PowerPoint.
SLXX, yeah.
Yeah, like SEXX or something. PowerPoint is PPTX, which sounds terrible, but it works.
Yeah. Now, with Windows 7, that's not the case.
It isn't?
It all depends on the Office version. It doesn't depend on the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the Office version, because like if you have 2007 or later, or on the Mac 2008 or later, it uses the stupid new DOCX format, the XML format, which is so stupid.
Now, again, you want to call in, just Quas and John, going 30 minutes tonight, so we got about 18 minutes left. That's enough time to make matzah.
Hell yeah.
You can call in at 1-646-478-5187. You can aim John at Showdown John. You can aim myself at Showdown Quas. You can also contact us on Skype. And you can also contact us through our new voicemail, right, John?
That you can. If you want to call up that brand spanking new voicemail number, you would call or text us.
Courtesy of Google Voice.
Courtesy of Google Voice at that brand new number, which happens to be.
I have an echo.
Exactly. And remember, it's real easy to remember, guys. 315, which is Quas's area code. 497, which doesn't mean anything. SHOW, which spells out show. Or you could dial 315-497-7469. Get you to the same place. Call or text us, guys. We want to hear your voicemails.
John, before we get back to our main topic tonight, let's talk about Apple. Just coming in over the weekend. Rumors have been confirmed that Apple has acquired Lala.
Mm-hmm, that is true. Breaking news. Apple has bought out a music streaming service known as Lala, which many people haven't even heard of before this whole Apple acquires it business, because, you know, this is a big deal, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Lala.com, I guess?
It is Lala.com. If you want to look them up, it's, you know, Lala.com, or you can just type in Lala into Google, obviously.
Their slogan, now, is this similar to, like, Project Playlist, kind of?
It's very similar to Project Playlist. It's very similar to other music services.
It looks a little different, though.
It's a little bit different. Pretty much here's their business model. How it works is with Lala, you connect it to your iTunes library.
That sounds like Elmo.
I know, it's a terrible name, but apparently Apple's really happy with it. So, like,
Apple, it sounds like the second coming of Hulu.
It's a terrible name, I'm not going to lie, but everybody said that with Hulu, too, and look at them, you know? I bet people said the same thing with Google, you know? Or Yahoo. What are these weird names? Like, it seems like the companies with the weird names make it, you
Facebook
know?
Facebook is not a weird name. It's made it. Twitter is a very weird name, and it's made it, so.
The strange thing is Twitter is actually a word, you know? If you look up Twitter in the dictionary, it means, like, you know, a bird call. But they turned it into this internet phenomenon somehow.
Yeah.
It's strange. But, yeah, back to Lala, though. How Lala were, I know, I'm going to laugh every time I say Lala now, because it's a terrible name, I'm not going to lie.
They're acquired by Apple.
They were acquired by Apple, and the reason, that, like, in my eyes, is that Lala has really made a lot of traction as far as how online music is done. What their business is... That was awesome.
Yeah, that's actually from Lala.
Oh, you're on Lala right now?
Yeah, Lala, you just play music on the go.
Oh, bro, if you have an account there, so add me.
But no, I don't have an account there yet, but I'm just looking at it right now.
Hey, dude, connect with Facebook. It's real easy.
Yeah, I see her. everything right now is almost connected with Facebook. You can connect right away. But anyway, go ahead. What you were saying about this new Lala. Apple doesn't acquire many companies, so this is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, Albus, this is pretty historic. I'm not going to lie. Because Apple really doesn't acquire too much outside technology unless, you know, they really want it. Because, like, the last time I remember...
I guess this they really want.
They really do. But, like, here's what you think. Like, pretty much what Lala's business model is that you upload your iTunes library onto Lala, like of what's in your iTunes library using a special music mover tool.
Uh-huh.
And once you upload the entire thing, it puts all the songs that you have instant access online. So wherever you are, you can access your music wherever you are.
Wow.
It's awesome. But think of it this way. There are many implications of this. Like, think of, you could, if you have your
iPhone. Now, are there any copyright violations facing Lala?
I'm not sure. That's the tricky part. Because what they're doing...
I mean, Project Playlist, you know, is obviously violations facing them, but...
Yeah. Project Playlist, you know, is in a very gray area as far as their legality, along with other services like iMeme and all those other services. They are in the gray area when
but
it comes
but
to...
But I think Project Playlist really puts the icing on the cake in terms of charting... icy waters. But.
Yeah, what they're doing is very illegal in that sense, but they're in a gray area because they're not technically hosting the file.
But what Project Playlist has just started, they started connecting with artists, and artists actually make their own playlist on the site, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine, but, you know, it's a gray area. It's like YouTube, you know? There's tons of copyrighted content flowing around on YouTube, and there's tons of legit content, too, that's directly from the artists, so... You know, social media is a very gray area when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But I don't think Lala has anything to worry about now, since they have the backing of Apple's immense legal team. I don't think they have anything to worry about as far as getting sued.
Okay.
Yeah, because, yeah, but back to Lala, though. You know, I think it's a worthwhile investment for Apple to buy them, because I don't think they gave an exact amount of how much they bought them for, but it's probably, you know, it's safe to say in the millions, obviously.
Really?
I don't think they're going to buy them for $5, you know?
Well, yeah, it's not like Mayor Bloomberg running this city for $1 a year.
I know, right?
But,
I hear Steve Jobs actually runs Apple for $1 a year. That's all I heard.
That's probably where Bloomberg got it from.
I know, right? Hey, good artist copy, great artist steal.
Anyway,
we hope Apple enjoys Lala.
Yeah, and Apple's going to make a lot of profit off this because they're going to be pretty much seems like it's going to be an extension of iTunes.
Yeah, I hope so. Like, maybe they could, you know, rebrand. Yeah. I saw that coming somehow. I don't know how. Like, maybe they could rebrand Lala as, like, iTunes in the cloud or something, you know? iWebTunes or something. Hell yeah, I could see we're going to get sued somehow by somebody. I know that.
That's, again, this is just, Lala's like your instant music, really. You just go right there, Lala.com.
Lala.com. Like, I have a profile there. Add me. I forget my username, but I'm under John S. Look me up somewhere.
Lala.com. It's almost like what Hulu's doing, except for music. It's almost like the same kind of concept, that one shot, you know, that, you know, if you want to catch, you know, the latest music, just go to Lala.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely see Lala has great potential as far as what's going to happen.
Of course, Lala was founded in Palo Alto, California.
Mm-hmm. Palo Alto, that's where all the big companies are.
And Apple is located in Cupertino, California.
Cupertino, that's correct. Very close.
So Lala's right nearby. And... yeah, Lala. Go ahead. It's like an online music locker. That's what TechCrunch is.
That's exactly what it is. But I just want to say one final note. Anytime I hear Lala, I'm going to think of that annoying song by Ashley Simpson, you know? You know what song I'm talking about, right? Lala?
La, la, la.
Something like that. You make me want to la, la. I freaking hate that song, and I hate her.
By the way, Big Bird is a big fan of Lala.
Oh, I'm sure, you know, like, it's a terrible name, I'm not going to lie, but, oh, that's terrible, like, I'm not going to lie, it's a really bad name, but, You know, a bad name hasn't stopped a company before.
It's almost as bad as
Yahoo!
Exactly. Thank you, Yahoo guy. But, yeah, it's really bad. You know, it's bad.
646-478-5187, I'm going to call in.
Yeah, call us if you know any names that are worse than Lala.
Anything related to Mac or Windows or even, you know, basic technology, you can call in. And, you know, I am us, Showdown John, Showdown Quas. It's been a while since I've been IM'd by you guys, so I don't need to keep quiet always.
Yeah, really. Come on. We want to hear you. We want to hear what you think. What do you think? You just like sitting here and talking to ourselves?
we're doing a lot more than that.
Well, we do. We really like hearing the sounds of our voices. Don't you know that?
Yeah. 646-478-5187. Let's get back to your story about boot camp. So now you said you actually use Parallels for the boot camp. Is that right?
That is correct. Right now I'm completely switched over to Parallels. And the main difference between boot camp and Parallels is that with boot camp, you have to restart your computer in order to switch operating systems. You can't run both of your operating systems at the same time. You can't run multiple operating systems at the same time.
Uh-huh.
It's like you have your computer separated into two different computers, but you can't use them simultaneously.
With Parallels, you can.
With Parallels, you can. That's why it's called Parallels. Your computers, your virtual computers, run parallel to each other.
Wait a second. You can't open PDFs on Apple? Are you kidding me?
Where does it say that?
I don't know. I mean, it says...
I'm enraged now. Where does it say this?
Can you open PDFs on a standard Mac OS?
Yes, yeah. You can. As a matter of fact, you can't open PDFs on Windows without installing Adobe Reader.
Okay.
I must
have read wrong because I saw something that you can't.
Where does it say that? I want to see a source for this.
Why would... Never mind.
I want to hear what you're going to say. Tell me. Say it right now. I'll kill you. Say it.
In terms of PDFs, according to Mac, John, of course, is kidding if anyone was listening.
Yeah, sure I am. Look, you
According to the industry standard, according to the reason why I misinterpreted it, because according to Apple's website, they're promoting that. That with Microsoft Office on the Mac, you can open PDFs.
I didn't even know Office could open PDFs, to be honest with
you. That's what they're promoting. So I thought that meant that you could open PDFs before, but I know you obviously can because Adobe Acrobat, of course. Adobe and Mac are actually really friendly. It's not the same kind of thing that Apple has with Google.
Here's the thing, you know, like Adobe Reader is not used by too many Mac users because it's kind of bloated, kind of slow. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like what we use, like there's something Apple built called Preview, which is built into Apple's operating system. It's like the default photo and PDF viewer for the Mac. If you look up Preview in Wikipedia, for example, it tells you all the different formats it could open. You could open your JPEGs, you could open your PDFs, you could open your PNGs. You could open your, you know, whatever you need to open, any kind of image or document file, like PDF, it could open.
That's incredible.
It is. It's really cool. And that's one of the pros that I really like about it. Yes, give it up for Preview. That's one of the things I really like about I wanted to say this, you know, like when I was installing Windows XP, there was no native PDF viewer built into XP. You have to get Adobe Reader, which is, you know, an extra download, a resource hog, a memory hog, and really slow, to be honest with you.
And this is faster.
Yeah, and I think so. In my experience, Preview is a lot faster when it comes to rendering PDFs.
Good. Wanted to take a quick commercial break here. We want to have a little word from our Windows sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say much. They just have noises.
That they do. They're musical, Bob.
Hello,
that's enough humiliation.
I know. There's actually a Mac equivalent to it, too, if you want to humiliate me further, you know?
Yeah, that's just sickening, really. For Windows users to hear
awesome.
That.
I find it awesome that you could take, you know, Windows error sounds and make it into music. It's really awe-inspiring. Exactly.
So, we got 5 minutes to go here. We did have people in the chat room earlier, but I think they left. 1-646-478-5187. Again, remind listeners about this new voicemail thing, because this is just starting out.
It is. We're just starting out. We really want to test it out. We want to see how it goes. So remember,
also find us on Facebook too. We'll just search this System Show, and you'll find us right there. Also, also find us at Pages, facebook.com/pages for System-Showdown.
Yeah.
Once we hit 25 fans, we'll be able to have our own username, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, username comes after 25 fans, which is something.
Facebook really makes you earn it.
It does. You know, it's true. I'll admit that. Like, let me think. Like, there aren't a lot of pages that actually have usernames.
That's right, yes.
There aren't a lot of pages that have, you know, plus 25 fans.
It's also, well, a lot of them do. But
not ours.
not ours, no.
Nope. Soon. How many do we have now, like two? Are you still on Lala?
Yeah. It's a great site. It's great.
You're getting addicted to Lala.
I just discovered it, so, you know.
It's very nice, you know, what they've done with it.
Well, these are only 30 seconds. You're still going to pay for the music, right?
Here's how it works. They have a very interesting business model when it comes to paying for your music. It's 10 cents to keep the song online and play as much as you want online, and it's 89 cents to download to your computer.
And do the artists get a stipend?
I sure hope so. Also, doing something very illegal.
Like, then all of a sudden they're in the playlist mode, except they're making some money off something that's not theirs. At least playlist doesn't make any money off that. They just, you know, put it out there.
Like, I think I remember something. Like, there was a site that actually sold music without paying the artists. Oh, here's it was called All of MP3. Yeah, I found it, yeah.
That's
All of MP3. It's illegal.
It's not a business model either.
It is. Well, it was a very good business model for you.
Oh yeah, that's right. I mean, you can have illegal business models, but you know they don't work in this society where there's copyright laws everywhere. You know.
Oh, you kidding me? I know someone who runs a waste management business, and they do very well with waste management. Waste management with air quotes. I'm pretty sure I just blew out my eardrums.
Anyway, as you were saying, John.
Uh-huh. But yeah, like, it's tricky to have an illegal online business, like what all of MP3 was doing. But hopefully Lala could do something that's a bit more legal now that they're under Apple's wing.
Okay, final words, John, in terms of
running Windows on your Mac.
Running Mac on your Windows.
Running Mac on your Windows.
It's possible. We'll just say we'll leave with that. It is possible to do that.
All right. Well, I want to say this: if you do want to run Mac on your Windows,
5 seconds.
All right. There's a way to do it. Check out. I believe it. Search for OSX86 project,
and you'll find that.
Yep. OSX86project.org.
And we're gonna end with T-Pain, All the Above. We'll see everybody next week. This is Mano Feet, T-Pain, All the Above. We'll see everybody in the future, John.
Soon. We got some surprises for you guys soon. So
and I'm Cross the PC guy.
And I'm John the Mac guy. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Yo, Pain, you ready?
Yeah.
Man, let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Just play.
Yeah.
No, turn me up.
Hey.
I think we got one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Tell me, what do you see when you're looking at me?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, I'm missing the beat. What I'm missing the beat.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I've been through the pain and the sorrow, the struggle, and nothing but love.
All the above.
All the above.
All the above.
living, see me living my dreams. I done been to the bottom, I done suffered a lot. I deserve to be rich, headed straight to the top. Look how I ride for the block, look how I rap for the hood. I get nothing but love now when I come through the hood. Getting this fortune and fame, money make all the machines. The new Benz is all white, call it John McCain. How the hell did you stop me? Why in the world would you try? I go hard forever, that's just how I'm designed. That's just how I was built. See the look in my eyes. You take all of this from me, and I'm still gonna survive. You get truth from me, but these rappers gon' lie. I'm a part of these streets to the day that I die.
The same.